Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have you with me, my friends. I have a phenomenal show today. I have retired John Mills. I have a phenomenal show today because I have retired Colonel John Mills joining me on the show, along with my friends with Patriots with Brit. So they're joining me too on the show, and we are going to interview retired Colonel John Mills, and he talks about deep state corruption. Oh my gosh. It's going to be a good show. So please like, share, and subscribe. Share this far and wide. Like, share, and subscribe. Send this everywhere because it's going to be phenomenal. So if I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram. You can find me at True Social at Amber May or Frank Social at Amber May. And I just joined Clout Hub, so you can find me there as well. Hey, if you believe in what I'm doing and could become an angel investor in the program, that'd be so phenomenal. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button and donate whatever you feel you could donate, or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That would be so phenomenal, and I'd really appreciate that. Hey, check out the sponsors. The links are below. I have partnered with businesses to save you money, and so we're just supporting people and fighting with our wallets. People are giving you a discount. We're supporting their businesses, and they also help support the Amber May Show, so check them out. You know, right now it's doctors we can trust, and Dr. Meehan is one of them, and that's Meehan, M-E-E H-A-N is in Nancy, MD.com. Use promo code AMBER and save some money there. You could set up a telemed appointment or go check out his supplements and see that there. Anyway, so coming up next, without further ado, is Colonel John Mills right now. So answer the question, Colonel.
Answer the question. Yes, I'm getting to answer the question. There's 33. The American Republican constitutional system, based upon the 3,300 counties and county equivalents, it's roughly, you know, because that includes the U.S. territories. If you look at the whole spectrum, Maricopa is in the bottom 1%. I mean, because it's right now, it's Maricopa, Fulton County, Georgia, and Philadelphia. The entire republic has their is wrapped around the fingers of those three corrupt counties. And, Maricopa, you got to get it together. I mean, I can help. I can coach. I can mentor. I am not a citizen of Maricopa County. In the end, it's Maricopians that need to take back Maricopa. And guys, I don't know what's going on out there, but one of the problems is you only have 13 counties in Arizona. Mm-hmm. You got to split up Maricopa into at least three counties. That's the first step.
There's a bill that's splitting Maricopa County into four. Now, whether it passes or not, I don't know. Hobbs has been vetoing every single bill that's been sent up her way. So she's going to be the fake governor known to veto everything. That's going to be her legacy. But I could use some tips because I'm very heavily involved in local politics in Arizona. So whatever tips you have for me, Colonel, I will pass on, because I think most of us are at a loss. We just don't know what to do. Like, all of our ideas are not working out. We do have some recall efforts going on or will be going on, will be starting. But as far as what else to do, my only idea was do not comply, because it is not mandatory that we use the machines, yet the County Board of Supervisors want us to use the machines. And I think we can have our election workers bypass that altogether, put the ballots in a safe, secure box, and bypass the election machines, because that is one way they're cheating. Earlier, before your testimony, not that day that you came to the state legislature, but earlier in that day, or The week prior, we had a guy who testified before the legislator because he programmed the machines to flip the votes 49 to 51. And he said, it doesn't matter if you have a machine, I can guarantee you a cheat. It's going to happen. You cannot trust an election that has a machine. And so my idea, and Colonel, I'm all ears to hear your idea, is bypass the machines altogether. Now it goes to run back. You know, they could implement some more ballots between the election centers and Runbeck, but at least they wouldn't know how many ballots they need to stuff in to get the win. So I feel like there's a chance that we could take back the elections with just one move. I know there should be more moves than that, but I think that's a really big move.
Well, my question is, if they're so secure and so safe, I mean, you know, why? I mean, they're putting up a big fight, it seems like, on the other side. I don't understand why they, I mean.
If they weren't hiding anything, they would just say, fine, yeah, paper. I mean, let's go paper.
No, you guys are in a chokehold right now, and you got to figure out how to break out of it. Because right now, you got to gouge their eyes, stamp on their foot, and you got to break out of this chokehold. And it's all about getting, all these are great ideas, but you got to start, you got to take back the your county council. You got to do recalls. You know, in the book, you got to start recalling. And you got to start getting tough on this and fighting fire with fire here, because you know they've taken over every institution in your county. But in the book, the action plan in my book, The Nation Will Follow, is you got to go after the seven centers of gravity common to every county. And that's your election board. That's your registrar. You call them a recorder out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's your county council. That's your school board. That's your sheriffs, your judges, and your prosecutors. You got to figure out one of those. And that's a great mechanism to do a recall. Recall the entire board.
Mm-hmm.
You got to organize and do that. Recall the entire board. Call everybody.
Yep.
Anybody who's elected out there, recall them. Because I just don't know what's going on. I mean, Maricopa, I have a lot of relatives in Cochise, and I'm fairly familiar with Arizona. But Maricopa has just become country club Republicans, mm-hmm. rhinos. And mm-hmm. This is a case. I really get tired when people in red states, you know, complain about the blue migration. This is the greatest migration in American history since blacks left the South after the Civil War. Get used to it and leverage it for good, but secure, don't complain, secure, and secure your counties. And right now, it's all the blue crazies. It's all the rhinos that are controlling Maricopa.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, if you listened earlier in that day, Seth Keschel came and he spoke and he broke down the numbers. And he said that Arizona is, even Maricopa, is still very much a red Republican county and state, even though we've had an influx of Californians. I really think they were fleeing communism in California and wanting freedom in a cowboy state. Well, somehow throughout the years, our cowboy state's been captured by a number of things, and we just... Now it's so bad, you can't deny that it's happening because it's just so bad now. So I don't know. I agree with everything you're saying, Ed, but we learned from the last recall. We went after too many too quickly, and we didn't have enough manpower to get the signatures. So now we're going one by one by one by one.
There you go. Make an example. Choose the weakest one and make an example. You want to, the one that's, you don't have to be the fastest county council member. You just don't want to be the slowest county council member. Mm-hmm. And target that one and put the crosshairs on them. Figuratively, people, figuratively. Squeeze the trigger, move on to the next one. Okay, that's how you do it. You got to make an exemplar out of them. And you'll start getting their attention real quick after you dispatch the first one. So just focus on one, target them. Peacefully, people, and remove them from office. This is the mm-hmm. tool and the mechanism. So let's get cracking on it.
And how do people find your book, Follow the Nations? Or did I get that right? The Nations follow the Nations?
The Nation Will Follow.com. The Nation Will Follow.com. Prefaced by Stephen K. Bannon. And it's my time in the deep state at the federal level, realizing I was in the deep state, realizing I had friends and colleagues. that were spying on candidate Trump and then pulling the coup on President Trump, me fighting them, me fingering them to the Durham investigation. And in the end, how does it all happen? The cancer of deep statism and the swamp starts in our counties. I spent 40 years facing the external threat. It's in our counties. The country was stolen behind my back in my own county. And that's where I eat my own dog food on this. My former registrar has been indicted and charged with two felony counts of election fraud in 2020. Wow. And, you know, I forced her out of office. And what did the county GOP do? They sent me a threatening nasty gram. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the losers. And I'm not political in this at all. I'm not partisan. I want clean governance. And so I forced her out. You know, we had San Joaquin Sheriff just arrested something in California, just arrest a Lodi City Council member, Shakir Khan. You know, they did a great job, and I had a few conversations with them in front of that arrest. They did a great job. This is how you got to make it happen. So he's now facing felony charges of election fraud. You got to make it happen. Figure out, again, this is a wrestling contest. You got to figure out your leverage points and make it happen, people. Make it happen. Not every county is different. Everybody wants a cookie cutter template.
Yes.
What do I do? What do I do? I'm sorry, you know. You got to make it happen within these seven centers. And what you're doing with the recall is brilliant. Because if you don't have a sheriff you can trust, I got a good sheriff in my county. I got I got the current registrar. I am encouraging him to leave, and just had a conversation with the sheriff over, over matters at the county. And I speak to the state AG regularly. And,
how do you get your sheriff involved? Like, are you asking him to investigate election fraud? Because our attorney general was supposed to do that, and I don't think that they really thought there was any
election. You got to tee it up for them. You got to tee it up and do the nug work for them. You got to find who did what wrong in accordance with what law. And everybody says, I need a lawyer to do this. And I go, what a total waste of time and money and energy.
Right.
Anybody who's declaring themselves to be an expert at election integrity, a lawyer, either they've lost their license, or, you know, you'll die broke waiting for a lawyer to do something on this. Right. So, you know, citizens, you got to read your election law. I'm sorry. There's no easy button on this.
Yeah.
How's that for good news?
I have to know two things.
Yeah.
I have to know two things. And this is a question for.
I have to know something first. I don't even know who you two are. Could you somebody please introduce us?
We keep that under wraps because we're deep state.
Yes.
Yeah. So we can't really say who we are. So that gets to my next question. I need to know more about the federal deep state. I mean,
that's what
since you said that, and then we'll tell you who we are. So if you can tell us about the federal deep state.
Could I have a first name at least? You don't have to tell me your last name or address.
I would be Darren.
Darren.
And I go by Randy.
Okay, Darren and Randy.
These two are the funniest characters you'll ever meet. I just love them.
And my last name is Ross, as in Betsy, but I don't try to hide behind fake names on social media or usernames on all the social media plans. I just like, you know what? If you want me, come and get me. Because I know where I'm going, and where I'm going, there's no taxes. There's no taxes, computers, usernames, passwords, masks, or vaccines. So I know where I'm going. So come and get me if you want me. You know what I'm saying?
So Darren, please, thank you. Nice to meet both of you.
You too.
Hurry up.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Yeah, please go ahead. Ask us.
Okay, I have to know. I have to know first of all about the whole. First of all, you said you've been in government 40 years. I didn't know you could enter when you were 9 because you look like you're not a day over 49.
I know.
Actually, you look like you're 44.
Hey, I work out once a year and brush my teeth once a year, whether I entered or not.
Is that what it'll do for you?
So I have to know. Let's. I want to know a little bit about this whole deep state at the federal level, because I think a lot of people think that you know, when you talk about the deep state, you're wearing a tinfoil hat like this right here. I think they think you're half nuts, and I really think there is some sort of deep state. And I also want to know at the county levels, what's more dangerous: left wing lunatic liberals or Republican rhinos? So can you answer those two questions for us?
Yeah, breaking this down. So at the federal level, and in the book, I talk about there's bureaucrats, technocrats, and plutocrats, okay? And the four corners of the state are really big government, big tech, big academia, and big finance. And so that defines the four corners. But the bureaucrats are your careerists in government, So I've been both uniform military and a senior civilian. But, you know, getting a government job is a great gig. As long as you make it through that first year, you know, in the intel community, it's now a 2-year probation period, you know, but you can be let go very easily. And I've seen it happen to many good people. They just got cross-threaded with their bosses. But you make it through that probation period, unless you shoot somebody in the bathroom at the Pentagon or something like that, or lie on a travel statement, you're pretty much locked in for a career if you can put up with the abuse and the silliness or the corruption. So it's a great gig, and DC is filled with them. I mean, we need a federal government. We need a right-sized federal government, and, you know, we need to, but it's three, and it's not just the executive branch. It's also the legislative, and it's the judicial, but it's the career bureaucrats, first of all. The technocrats, that's where you start to get into people like Fauci, yeah, the self-appointed, the highest paid civil servant in the U.S. government, now retired. He is probably pulling down, I would say, because he retired on the old CSRS system. I think he's pulling down probably about 300,000 right now in retirement.
I thought it was closer to 500,000 is what I thought.
Well, I think that, you know, he was on the doctor's pay scale, and you know, the old system, you were retiring essentially 80% of base. So, you know, okay, most Americans are making far less than that. I think the average salary in America for the average, you know, is the individual salary or family income is still well under 100,000. Mm-hmm. So he's living the good life. And yet he just, you know, he has all this power. So he's a technocrat. But there's all these experts that float in and out of government like that. And they're just, they float in, they come in as special government employees or temporary government employees. Again, Fauci's been the master. You can't spell disaster without Fauci. I mean, it was the AIDS crisis. in the 80s. I mean, this guy totally messed that response up.
And did you hear what he did to foster kids? He forced an experiment on them, and they had to take some kind of medication. And when they didn't want to take that, they forced it through their belly. I mean, these are kids who don't have a parent to advocate for them. And he did these gruesome experiments on foster kids.
Yeah, modern Tuskegee, Tuskegee experiments. Who's the? I don't mean to be funny. The mother of abortion. Oh my gosh, help me!
Oh, Margaret Sanger.
He's a veteran. In fact, maybe I've never seen Margaret Sanger and him in the same room at the same time. So I'm a little, he might be the same person.
Could be.
And
conspiracy? We need a new one. So maybe that's my new one.
But he just floated in and out of the office during Trump's first term. He kind of said and did what he wanted to. He could be on media. He was an out of control technocrat. And who in the world did he report to? I guess nobody, because he did whatever he wanted to do. And he did it and we were all paying his salary. And then you got the plutocrats. That's the Jeff Bezos. That's the, those folks. That's the big money, the Zuckerbergs that made big money. And, Amazon and Facebook are just shedding people. Now they're into their second round of cuts. And I know good people inside the wire at these places. And I'm sorry, I don't want to cheer, because there's some good, there's some on our side inside the machines. But, they're taking big hits, but I mean the glory days, especially with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, and with one of my duties at Department of Defense was to understand venture capital in Silicon Valley and reconnect DOD with big tech. And at the time, it seemed like a good idea, 2007, 2008, but it became the foundation for the mass surveillance state. So,
doesn't it look like we're winning because big tech's failing? They're laying off people. Their money's not there. The big banks, some of the big banks are failing. I mean, SVB's quasi-big, but there was a couple others that failed too. Fauci's gone. Nancy Pelosi's gone. Don't you think we should take these celebrations our side is winning? We're taking back.
Absolutely. That's the attitude. They stole the country incrementally since the 1960s. Over the last 50 years, while we were praising God, raising our families, and doing our jobs, these busybodies stole the country behind our back. And they're basically communists. They are communists.
They are communists, yeah.
And this is what we got to fight. We got to fight. And it's not just the outward threat. We always think of the military. Praise God for the military. But. It's also the average citizen spending time out of their schedule, going to these stupid, boring meetings at the county level, because this is how they chipped away. I used to be in a deep red county. You asked me 5 years ago, go to the school board meeting, go to the county council meeting. What in the world would I spend my time doing that for?
That's right.
And now
I'm a precinct committeeman going to the boring monthly meetings, Darren and Randy got involved with the local level with the school board. But
well, my wife, I talked her into being a committee woman last year. My wife's a committee woman.
And just to be clear, when you guys talk committee woman and precinct, that's awesome. But that's the political party, which is outside of the seven centers I mentioned. So that's good. That's good. But a lot of people don't feel, well, I'm a precinct person. I said, praise God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that control, because you got to beat up on the GOP. Mm-hmm. I mean, I forced two GOP chairs out in a row.
Yep.
And, because they wanted to mess with me. And again, the Democrats didn't say boo to me after I forced out. And now she's. My first registrar, and she was a nasty, nasty woman, just sent me some vile emails, and there's only one person perfect in the room, and now she's facing two felony charges. So he's gone.
Good job, Cardinal. So proud of you.
Explain to me how you took her down.
Yeah.
An alligator just, closes their jaws and just doesn't let go. That was my strategy. I just, I kept on coming at her over and over again with, you know, I was the Columbo. I said, I'm about to walk out the door. And then I turn around. I just have one more question. And as I'm going through, you got to read the state election laws. You've got to understand them. And I did a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, and pulled everybody who'd been rejected from jury duty. And under state laws, the jury rolls are mostly drawn from the election rolls. And, you know, going through the 20 categories, just three of the categories automatically, they would be unlawful to vote. Okay. Not an American citizen, a felon. There was another category I can't remember, but I just did the math on that, got the numbers, did the math, and I go, oh, this is interesting. 6% of those rejected for jury duty were unlawful to vote.
Whoa.
Yet these names came from the voting rolls.
Wow.
So I kept on going, and she wouldn't give this to me. At first, she wouldn't even give me the court system was very helpful. I got that data from the court system. And they were very helpful. But then I went back to the registrars. Hey, registrar, you're passing bad information. And that's also, you know, we're really beginning to go down the road of potentially, you know, there's gross negligence, which could be a crime, and there's willful negligence, mm-hmm. or manipulating of the data, which is also a crime. And so that's what I'm also looking at right now, because our roles have still not been cleaned up. And so I'm talking to the right people about, you know what, nobody's still taking care of this. I have an outstanding question and it hasn't been answered yet. So
man, I've learned so much from you, Colonel, because we need to do everything you're doing right now. We need to do it in Maricopa County. I think we just got lost. Like, we got a big victory and we worked really hard and we got our audit, and then our county attorney did nothing to prosecute. And we've just been trying different things, like one after another, and not totally succeeding. And a lot of it has to do with the court.
Yeah. Who sets the pay of the pound? This is where you got to find the pressure points.
Yes.
Who sets the pay of that county prosecutor? And a lot of these civil servants, who sets the pay, who sets the budget, who sets the annual bonus? Mm-hmm. Figure out who sets that, and in your county structure and in your county governance, and go pressure them to start cutting this person's budget, start cutting this person's, you know, hey, a civil servant, you know, instead of giving them a $5,000 bonus every year, only give them a $1,000 bonus every year. You know, you got to find those pressure points and go after them.
There are some people in our groups that I'm a part of that are demanding our state legislator cut the funding for Maricopa County. So,
well, that's good. That's finding pressure points. And I love the energy of these groups. And I have been with, I've briefed almost 800 of the 3,300 counties. I've briefed one way or another, either individually or groups. And I love the energy, but everybody has to be focused on action.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of groups spend way too much time on complaining.
Yes.
And worry and bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what a buzzkill party. I mean, right. Please, I don't give a hoot what they're doing. All I care about is what I'm going to do about it.
Yes.
And the action I'm taking.
I love
so this I Yeah, yeah. So that's, I focus, and I started out with a number of folks helping me out, but now it's just a small number because I want to be lean and agile and mobile, and everybody's got to be able to hit their target and hit their target and hit their target, you know, and everybody's, wow, I need a lawyer to read the state law. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
If you can read English, open it up. And that's what you catch. You catch a lot of these, they don't read their stuff. They don't read their stuff. And that's where you can, it's very easy to embarrass these lawyers and these legislators because they don't read these laws. And say, oh, wow, that's really, you know, I've had a set too. I had three Republican lawyers tried to pin me down a couple of years ago up in Fairfax County, just screaming at me for an hour. And I said, counselors, I will wait here until hell freezes over until you three give me a proper citation out of the state law. And then they blurted out one. Oh, okay, let's look it up right now. No, no, no. No, no, no. What does it say? What does it say? Didn't say anything. I said, counselors, I would pull your license if I had the power to do that right now. That was a totally wrong citation. You guys just gave me, not even in the ballpark, wrong citation. They go, oh, you're not a lawyer. You don't understand. You three are screwed up.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code Amber, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece. But I had her cut it. I had her cut the piece just like the sliver. I got to have three pieces.
What did you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it's very, very good. And I really appreciate you that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to the Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Okay, so, that's...
You know what, Colonel? We need more men like you in America, because God gave men authority, He gave men authority in leadership and in the house and in the, And it's like so many men have taken this, been beat down probably by society, telling them they're worthless and they're nothing and they're a nobody, and they just aren't action takers. And if we had more strong men like you to do what you're doing, this whole world would be changed. Our whole country would be changed. And I hope that you'll be a fire for and inspire other men to take their authority that God gave them and start speaking out against the government and saying, hey, no, you are breaking the law, and I'm not going to let you take it. A men with grit. That's why I love these Patriots with Grit. I love the name. We just need more men like with grit. But going back to Darren's question, I feel so bad for you, Darren.
That's my other brother.
You and me are really good friends, and I always look at you and be like, Daryl.
His other brother's got a lazy eye.
But that's my friend, Darren. Going back to his question, when did you finally discover, after working in the federal government, about the fraud? Like, when did your aha?
Well, let me tell you about the three. I'll tell you about it here. And I apologize. I have at 25 after. I do have a hard stop. But three real quick vignettes that are in the book is about July of 16, I'm rushing through the Pentagon from one side to the other side. And the A ring is the inner ring of the Pentagon. And I ran into, as I'm rushing to my meeting, ran into a former Bush appointee. So this is during the Obama time, but he's in the building as a what we call the gray beard. He's going to go give all his worldly advice to some meeting on something. And I said, hey, wow, great to see you. And I said, hey, so you're going to support, he was a Bush appointee. So you're going to support Donald J. Trump at the convention coming up in a few weeks, right? And he said, this just, it blew me away. He says, no, we see more opportunities with her. And I just like, what just came out of your, I mean, who is we and what opportunities do you see? I mean, that just, I couldn't believe it. And, and he had to go, I had to go. I said, what just happened? What just happened? And, you know, Donald J. Trump was not originally my guy, Ted Cruz guy. But after I saw him knock out 16 in a row, I mean, I'm kind of slow on this, but I said, okay, that's my guy. He just knocked out 16 in a row. I'll go with that guy. And I said, wow, that was crazy. I mean, what's going on here? And, then in October, I was, sixth, I was in London for a dinner. I was the American chair of the Five Eyes information sharing meeting of the five English speaking nations in the Intel community. And coincidentally on the plane, and there was actually several people on the plane. This happens when you fly to London. So you always see people that you knew or work with sometime. And so there was this former retired, very senior FBI official on the plane that I worked with very closely for a number of years, been in a number of meetings with them. They've been very helpful to me on both professionally and personally. And so saw him on the plane, had a good chat with them. And then a few nights later, we'd coincidentally been invited to the same dinner. It had nothing to do with my Five Eyes meeting. So we all stood up at the dinner. It was a bunch of globalists and elite. I'm not going to name the hotel in downtown London. We stand up and talk about what we're passionate about. And when it comes to him, he stands up and just goes berserk. I'm so-and-so, retired FBI, very senior official, and we're going to prove Trump is a Russian asset. And I'm going, you got to remember at this time, Trump is a Russian asset was not a story. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking around the room. I'm a bunch of globalist elites. They're all looking at each other. What is he talking about? Whoa. This wasn't even a story yet. What is he talking about? I'm going, this is crazy. And everybody's going, oh, come on. Hillary's going to clean the floor with him. Come on. What are you talking about?
Hillary was going to clean the floor because the cheat was in for Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're going, oh man, it didn't make any sense. Later, the only reason he would have been in London, as I pieced it together, was to meet with Gina Haspel, CIA chief of station. At the time, later Trump picked her to be director of CIA, and that she was he was there to court. Because remember, Comey in early October gave the green light, accelerate Crossfire Hurricane as an insurance policy. And this person and Comey were very good friends, very good friends. So even though he was retired, I'm sure he told him to London, go there, juice up the story, let's put the ball in play. So the third story was right after the election in 2016. You know, I was called on the top secret phone, and I said, John, you've got a colleague of mine. John, you've got to be. We're standing up an interagency policy committee at the White House to prove that finalize the Trump is a Russian asset story, and we're going to delay or block the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. I said, you've got to be kidding. This is insanity. This is absolute insanity. So we did the thing. I'm going, well, you know, I'm a professional, even though I voted for Donald J. Trump. I said, hey, you know, if we got information, I want to see it. Let's see it. Zilcho, nada, nothing. And the way the process works, the report came back to the department, even though I'd been working on it. I had to do the cover memo, and I recommended to Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, who's now dead. Secretary Carter, I recommend non-concur with this package. There is no evidence in this package. The executive summary read Donald J. Trump is a Russian asset. And then he goes, okay, great. Where's the information in the document? There's no information. Nothing. And this is how the swamp game is played. And I was told, John, don't worry about it. You can stand down. We're already done with this process. You can ask Carter already signed because Comey and Brennan are personally preparing this intelligence estimate. And so I said, this is insanity. So you never get a director of CIA or FBI personally typing these documents. They're personally, I was told, hands on keyboard typing this document. Comey and Brennan were lying about everything. Lying about everything.
So do you think, will anybody ever go to prison for this?
I hope so. I hope so. You know, Durham is still going.
We don't hear
they want to arrest President Trump, but they don't want to arrest all these people who faked and this Russian story or the January 6th people or the COVID people, but they want to arrest Donald Trump. Can you talk to us about this whole Donald Trump thing and what you know of it, if you know anything?
Well, I think we're in a game of brinksmanship right now. I hope they don't go through. Even, you know, there's intimations that it'll be like a remote hearing, things like that. But this is unprecedented in American history. This DA, remember, I said county. This guy is a county prosecutor for the state. This guy, there is absolutely no. Although we have a dirty, filthy attorney general in Merrick Garland, he should be blocking this. Absolutely. This sets horrible precedents. And you know what? Bring it on. They do this. They are only guaranteeing the election of Donald J. Trump to a second term. And I argue that he actually could do a third term because there was a gap between terms.
I agree.
So DeSantis gets pushed off to 32. This is crazy. This is dangerous to the foundation of our republic. And
can I jump in here and ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
I know you can't name the nondescript hotel in London, but could you name the global elitists who were in the room with you at the same time?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, actually, I have several of their business cards. I don't have their names memorized, but I actually have several of their business cards. And I actually put their names in the Durham report. It's kind of irrelevant. I apologize here. I just got to reach over here. I got this kind of emergency message.
Ooh.
The bat phone. Breaking news on the Amber May Show with Colonel John Mills.
He's getting the bat signal.
From the deep state or the Pentagon? One of the two.
He is.
Yes, Mr. President. Right away, Mr. President.
I love that.
He's got to go jump into his jet fighter.
You started out. You named big bureaucrats, bureaucrats, plutocrats, technocrats. What's the fourth crat?
Plutocrat.
No, there's only three crats. I'm sorry. There's four corners of deceit.
What's the fourth?
four corners. So that's big government, big tech, big finance, and big academia.
Yeah, academia finance. Is a big one. And you know what? Wells Fargo, they are not doing mortgage lending anymore. And then they had problems with payroll. So I'm hoping that there's been a lot of people that have switched from the big banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, and gone to small banks like credit unions and regional banks. I hope that's what we're seeing. I hope people are fighting back with their wallets because these globalists cannot function without being wealthy. And if we have taken the money from them by just not using their services, then that's a massive win that we, the people, have accomplished. And I hope that's what we're seeing.
You got to find these tactical pressure points to make things happen. And Amber, you brought up a point, and it's, you know, we're already starting on book two to The Nation Will Follow. You can pre-order it on thenationwillfollow.com. And it's, moms will win this war. I think you've hit upon a theme.
I'll let you quote me, Colonel.
Women are scary.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Well, just as in the Bible, women are often more open to the calling of Christ's message. Mm-hmm. They are often the first to be responding. They're the first in a lot of these, whether it's a school board, county council meeting.
There you go.
And yes, the guys, I don't know if it's too much soy in the water. I think there has been a beat down. We now are at a point where colleges are 60% female, 40% male. That is that, you know, we now, and some women will scream about this, but I'm sorry. We're now, it's showing that women are surpassing men in earning. So we're really kind of turning things upside down. I think there should be equality. I think there should be full equality. But we're creating, there's been so much focus on this. But to your point, Amber, more men need to know how to get involved. I mean, they think they're getting involved by sitting on the couch and drinking a bowl of loudmouth soup and bellowing at the TV or saying something foul-mouthed on social media. No, I mean, anybody can do that. You know, they got to learn how to get involved with showing up at a school board meeting and grabbing the mic and saying something articulate. There you go. Okay. Not say something threatening. And a lot of these men, they cower. Oh, I'll lose my job if I say something.
You're preaching to the choir,
man. You know, Randy and I've done the math. We started going to events in 2020, 2021. 73% of the people at these events are women.
30%. Yeah.
And most of them are probably 47 to 85. I mean, it's like the young ones that are like too obsessed with their, you know, with their lattes and their, you know, running around the kids' soccer in the van. You know, it's the older women, it's the grandmas, the great grandmas, but 73% of them are women that are fighting this battle. And I always say, where are the men? What happened to the men?
Yeah, the men, I mean, there's biblical traces to this, but the men need to learn how to get involved. Yeah, you might lose your job if you stand up there and make violent threats. I mean, people need to, what comes out of the mouth is what's in the heart. So people need to be careful about what comes out of their mouth at these meetings. You say, oh, this is horrible. I got arrested. Well, what did you say? Really? Well, I probably would have asked for your arrest too if you had said something like that too. I mean, come on. When the mouth opens, the brain should be engaged. Say articulate things, and the school board, the county council will be impressed. They will go, this person's actually reading the county regulations. This person's actually reading the state law. Mm-hmm. I'd better start reading the state law, okay? Because you know, say something intelligent without being foul-mouthed and threatening. This is not a difficult concept, but you know, some of the men, I want men to be men. I want Me men too. To be men.
Me too.
But you got to learn how to say something intelligent that gets people's attention, and that doesn't mean foul-mouthed threats.
See, God gave men the voice of God. If I said what you said to your county recorder, she wouldn't look at me the same way as if you said it, because men have, I can't describe it any differently than the voice of God. People listen, people respond, people respect. When they hear a woman, it's more like, oh, a motherly aspect. Like, yeah, I could be tough. I could say the same thing, but I don't have that voice that demands your attention like a man does. That's why I think if more men got involved in doing what you're doing, Colonel, doing what Patriots with Grit are doing, doing what our friend Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn are doing, then our country would turn around so quickly, because God gave men authority on this earth and they are just not taking the authority that God gave them. And it's not like the men with authority beats down their wives. That's not true at all, because General Michael Flynn is a wonderful husband to his wife. He loves his wife. Clay Clark loves his wife. My husband loves me. And these are strong men who have taken the authority God gave them and still treats their family with love and respect, but is using that authority that God gave them. And
I think
influence.
I think Randy, Amber just put us in the same category as Clay Clark and General Flynn.
We did.
Is that what I got from that?
I did. I very
did
much.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my chest is bigger now.
These guys are great.
Well, I want to tell you something. So I had an experience. We're doing some stuff in our county that we're trying to get some other counties to do with assembling and different things. And I had talked to a friend of mine that is very outspoken, explained it to him. And I said, hey, I apologize. It's a passion I have. You know, it's time for everybody to start doing something. And you know, I got the text back. No apologies necessary. I'm just glad there's people out there that are fighting for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm oh boy. Amen.
And you thought he was going to be a fighter.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
So the point of that was that the guy was just happy that somebody else was fighting for
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's you know,
the problem.
Hey, I spent years in special operations and counterinsurgency. You got to understand the psychology of the population. You got to understand the psychology of conflict. Most people, by their nature, and there's biblical trace to this too, are fence sitters.
Absolutely.
They're in this to see, hey, which way things go, and whichever it goes, that's the side I'm on. You know, it's kind of a part of our sinful human nature. You know, we don't want to get involved. But the American Revolution was won with 13% of the population. 3% were fighters. 10% were support, mainly pastors leading their flocks. We won with 13%, you know, 13%. Come on, we're a lot more than 13%. Get real. Get off the couch. Get in the game. Don't get mad. That's drag coefficient. Minimize drag coefficient. Let's go. Action, action, action. Mm-hmm. Learn. Do something. Learn. Always, this is wrestling. This is jiu-jitsu. This is mixed martial arts. Learn those pain points. Learn. Cut off the cash. Figure out who pays them. Figure out who sets their budget. Mm-hmm. Go and rough them up. And again, you know, when I walk through my county, people, I mean, people are pulling down the shades and putting out the out to lunch signs and everything. Because I, you know, they know when I walk through the door, you know, I know what I'm talking about. And you got to establish that gravitas. I pray and hope more people can do that. But hey, we won with 13%. You know, Rasmussen put us at 84% last August of 22. You know, 84%. Believe there's a deep state.
Wow,
so we're a lot more than 13%.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of the Bible, I was going to say, God cut down Gideon's army to only 300 men. So if 300 men can defeat a huge military, and our military, our militia of 13% took down the world power, and God is with us, then who can be against us? And so if men would just step up and take that authority and believe that if God is with us, who could be against us? We got this, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just have a steel resolve. No matter what, we're going to win. Don't say, oh, everybody wants to complain. And that's what I love the passion. I love the groups. You know, I'm a bit of a loner in some ways here, but I like to operate alone, but with a small trusted staff. You know, that's action, action, action. I have zero time for complaining. I have zero time. What are they going to do to us? Look at what they're going to steal this. They're going to steal this. Like, I don't have time for that. I'm going to figure out whatever I can do to disrupt their attack cycle. I'm going to do whatever I can. And so that's just me.
You know, I say on a lot of our shows, our problem in our country is not left-wing liberals. It's conservative, comfortable, complacent Christians. And a lot of those are men that are too concerned about their friends, their family, their feelings, and their finances. I mean, they're afraid to stand up because of the four Fs. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they need to be, smacked around a few times by their wives and get up off the couch and stop posting everything on Facebook and get up and, take action and grow a set.
Yeah. Learn the tools. You want to take down an operation, learn how it operates.
Absolutely.
And start, you know, reach in, start throwing sand in the gears. Okay. And that's, get educated, get smart on how they took down and who's doing what. And everybody goes, are people trying to kill you? I said, if they are, I haven't noticed it. So I don't know what people are talking about. I mean, you know, and I mean, in Virginia, we're well armed here. So, I mean, I don't worry about these things. And, people say, oh, you know, they're going to come out and get you. And, yeah, right. I don't think that's going to end very well for them. So
I don't think so either. You've been trained military man. I think you can take care of yourself. Let them come at you, right? I think you'll be okay.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, it's great.
It was nice meeting you. We appreciate everything you're doing. Great book. Tell us the title of that book again.
And where to find
it. The Nation Will Follow.com. Prefaced by Stephen K. Bannon.
That's cool.
Awesome. Sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting that one and reading it. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Patriots. Colonel, for your time. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank
you. Appreciate all of you. Thank you. Thank you, Amber. I was honored being on your show. Looking, I'm sorry I didn't meet you when I was out there in Phoenix.
I'm sad about that, too. Yeah, I'm definitely having you back on, Colonel. Well, you take care, my friend.
You bet, Amber. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. This smells so good. You're getting healthy products because did you know in the personal care products, they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran. And what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AMBERMAY at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a Patriot-owned, veteran-owned, American-made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So here is soapcompany.com, promo code AMBERMAY at checkout.